The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast on Sunday, January the 8th. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at a 7-race card at Nace this afternoon, due to be run on soft ground. The highlight of the day comes in race 3, the 150 in the shape of the Lawler's Hotel Novices Hurdle, where the Neptune favourite Death Duty continues on his merry way towards Prestbury Park, hopefully unbeaten. He certainly looked good up to now, and he deserves to be where he is in the anti-post markets. Either side of that, we've got a couple of decent-looking races. The Maiden Hurdle's a decent one to start off with, along with that Novices Chase at 120. A couple of handicaps thereafter. And the shape of the 320 doesn't look a bad little mare's beginner's chase.
Race 1.
But we begin with that 1250, which is a Maiden Hurdle over 2 miles. And the first thing to point out is of the 25 strong field, we don't have any representative from the William Mullins stable, which is a little bit of a shock to the system. But that does give some of the other trainers a little bit of a chance to make their mark here. And because he won this race last year with a horse called Hurry Henry, Henry de Bromhead has obviously got to have some kind of chance here to complete a double 12 months on with Arvika Blur in the hands of Danny Mullins. Now, this horse's form ties up with a couple of very smart novices so far this season, and that came at Navan last month when he finished third, a respectable third at that as well, behind Silos Emery, who's one of the fancied horses for the Supreme Novices Hurdle. The time figure of that race is very good, and although that this horse, Arvika Blur, couldn't keep up with Willie Mullins' charge in the latter stages, he certainly did enough to suggest that he can win a Maiden Hurdle along the way. The form has already been franked pretty strongly by Joey Sass, who finished second, going on to win at Leopardstown the other day. And with a big gap back to the third, and with the fourth and fifth, I think this is a that was a decent race of its kind, with just normal improvement, and Henry de Bromhead's horses often do. I think this son of Arvika has got every chance of going very close in the first race. So Arvika Blur is the choice in race 1.
Race 2.
On to race 2 then, which comes up at 120. This is the Irish Stallion Farms European Breeders for Novices Chase. And although we've only got 4 runners going to post, it gives racegoers and punters alike a good chance to see one of the most exciting horses in Willie Mullins' yard, Strutty Stuff, once again in the shape of American Tom, who bids to follow up Shane's Hill performance in this race last year. And he's certainly been highly regarded, this horse, albeit he's been lightly raced. But when he has gone onto a racetrack, he certainly hasn't let connections or supporters down either. On his chasing debut the other day at Punchestown, he couldn't have been any more impressive. Albeit he jumped to the left at times, he made all the running and looked never in any danger of surrendering the lead. And his market position at even money when he beat a horse called Gangster from the Henry de Bromhead stable. Now, Gangster ran really well the other day at Leopardstown. He just got his pocket picked by one of Willie Mullins's on the running. But the form of that race is absolutely as solid as you like, backing up the time figure. Even the fifth horse, Uncle Danny, who's an unconsidered outsider yesterday at Cork, went and beat a decent and select field. We've also seen Velocity Boy, the seventh. He almost won the other day at Down Royal, other than just getting his pocket picked late on. So the ones in behind American Ton have all gone on to prove how good that time figure was. And the fact now that American Tom is running on a left-handed track, that should negate the tendency, obviously, to jump the other way around. That should iron that little issue out. So hopefully American Tom can make all the running and set himself up for further bigger prizes down the line.
Race number 3.
On to the big race of the day. It's the 150. It's the Lawler's Hotel Novices Hurdle, a Grade 1 contest. And it's the race that Bells Hill took last year when he was a short price favourite. And we've got another thin one in the shape of Death Duty this year, likely to justify his position in the market. This horse, unbeaten so far in 3 starts over hurdles, couldn't have been any more impressive on either of your last 2 wins in Grade 3 and Grade 2 company, respectively. Now, both of those 2 victories came at Navan, but this course layout here at Nace, at the County Kildare venue, is very, very similar. to its sister track. So there's every chance that Death Shooter will be just effective over these stiff gradients. He certainly stays well, he jumps well, and the form of his races has looked pretty solid. When he beat last time Monolith and Invitation Only, there's no knocking that. It's just been the manner, the way he's gone about his work, rather than the horses he's beat, to be fair. Although he hasn't got his normal pilot on today, Brian Cooper, because of injury. Jack Kennedy's an able substitute. And expect Death Duty to cement his position in the market at the top end of the Neptune. If you're looking for something to perhaps chase Am, the favourite, at a little bit of a sneaky price, then perhaps look no further than Stand Up and Fight. Now, the obvious ones will obviously be the two Gigging Stand stud horses, Bellamy, Savola, Blood Crazed Tiger, and even Augusta Cage representing Willie Mullins. But I do like Stand Up and Fight. I don't think he's any back number here. I'm not saying he's going to win this race because he's a 25-1 shot. But at 9-10-1, he's got every chance of following Death Duty home. Let's face it, on only his third start of his career and second start over hurdles, he was good enough to finish within 8 lengths of Gordon Elliott's charge when they last met in that Grade 3, and he's likely to improve quite mentally from that performance more than anything else. So Stand Up and Fight, just a little bit of an intriguing one as a bet without the favourite there in the 150.
Race 4.
On to the 220 then, and for me this is probably the best betting race of the afternoon. I'm really keen here on top weight Velocity Boy as he makes his handicap debut. He's been very much a horse on the undercard up to now. He's been running in decent novice chases, but you've only got to look at the company that he's been keeping to suggest that he could be very dangerous here off a mark of 132. His first run at Navan, he finished a respectable 6 behind Annabelle Fly, Martella Tower, Gertine, and Total Recall. These horses are, you know, almost graded horses on their day. Then he finished 7th behind American Tom. But both of those two efforts suggested to me that he was very much ridden out the back door with future races on mine. Now, he was a bit more aggressive the last day at Down Raw, where they stepped him up in trip. And to be fair, he looked as though he was going to justify a little bit of a mini gamble. But he got tired in the latter stages and he got his pocket picked by Last Goodbye, who absolutely took off on the running. Now, that form doesn't look too bad either. The likes of Burgas and Heart of Payroll, very decent hurdlers, were back in 3rd and 4th respectively. So if he runs up to that level, there's every chance that William Murphy's got a decent opportunity to get off the mark at the fourth time of asking over fences. He's certainly likely to bowl along in front and certainly make a decent fist of it either way. So Velocity Boy, a strong choice there in race number 4.
Race 5.
On to the fifth race then, which looks competitive handicap. It's another edition of these Martin Town opportunity handicaps for, of course, the conditional jockeys. And the solid one here has to be Willie Austin's All the Chimneys, who comes here via a win at Fairy House the other day when he was quite tenacious in victory. Prior to that, he'd been a bit disappointing on his previous two runs. But if you go back to April last year, you'll notice that he won at Navan, which is, of course, a similar track layout to the one he faces this afternoon. He likes soft or heavy ground, which is obviously going to what it's going to be this afternoon. And because most of his rivals are A, unreliable, and B, not likely to handle the conditions and the track as well as he is, then All the Chimneys at 5-1 this morning looks a reasonable each-way choice there in the 250.
Race number 6.
On to race number 6 then, which is a mare's beginner's chase. Not a particularly strong looking event, but the one that stands out here has to be Slow Motion from the Joseph O'Brien Stabber. Now, unfortunately, this horse failed to justify short price favouritism at Wexford on her chasing debut when she got unsighted when she went down to the first and unfortunately got knocked over, which is a little bit of a dent to her confidence. She went back over hurdles the last day and saw the tale of Let's Dance, Willie Mullins' star novice, very much on the horizon. But it was still a decent enough effort in a Grade 3 contest to suggest that going back over fences, she's going to be very dangerous against her own sex. She's obviously a decent 135 stroke 140 hurdler at her pomp. And that kind of level of form is certainly good enough to win a race of this nature, if, of course, and that's the golden question, she can stay on her feet this time out. So hopefully with just this small field, Barry Geraghty can navigate her around this course this afternoon, and that should be good enough for victory there in the 320 for Slow Motion.
And the final race.
On to the final contest, the 350. Obviously, nothing to go on here. We've got a field of bumpers who none of them of which have made their racecourse appearances. So we're obviously going to let the market try and point us in the direction of the winner here. Interesting that Robbie McNamara has got a very strongly fancied horse here, judged by the market, in the shape of Cosmos Moon. And Robbie will obviously be looking to make a little bit of a splash here with this son of Mozaroff. And interesting that he's booked the go-to jockey in many bumpers in the shape of Finny McGuire. We've also got one or two flat boys represented here. We've obviously got Duke of Waspington from the Tommy Stack stable and the Abbey from the Kevin Prendergast barn. But the one to surely concentrate on here is Richenberg from the Joseph O'Brien stable. Now, this son of Network has been catching the attention of many good work judges at home, according to all the reports. And if it's judged on the performance of one of Joseph's in the final race at Cork yesterday, then we should be definitely taking note of this horse, because his horse yesterday, called West Coast Time, in the first time tongue tie, absolutely bolted up for the County Kilkenny handler. So, you know, obviously Richenberg is going to be expected to follow suit. And, of course, with Jamie Codd on board, he's gone out of his way to book the very best amateur jockey in the final contest. So Richenberg is taken to conclude the card in favour of the punters in the 350. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast, and we'll be back again, likely, at Dundalk on next Friday. So do tune in for that then. It's goodbye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.